you may know, the RNIB's Braille Library service changed from a traditional library format, whereby members would request books and receive them and send them back, to a Braille On Demand service, where members can request books, get them sent out to them, and after that, they can do what they like with them, either keep them, throw them away, or recycle them. But there's a service that sprung up in response to that called Braille Book Swap, where people can join a service and exchange books between them. And the owner of that list, Tim Pennick, joins me now. Hello, Tim.
Good morning.
Welcome to RNIB's Connect Radio. So tell me how Braille Book Swap actually works.
It's very, very simple. It's not in any way an organisation. It's simply an email list. People can subscribe to the email list, and then if they have a book that they've read that they'd like to pass on, they just then post some information to the email list. And the person who would then like to read it, there's usually several people respond, but you know, first come, first served. So the people who would like to read the book respond to the original post and include their address, their postal address. The email list is set up so that responses to an original post don't go to everybody. They just go to the person who posted, because obviously there's issues with publicising people's postal addresses.
Yeah, data protection, I was just thinking.
Exactly. Yeah, so we have to be very careful. I don't hold any of that information. The only information that's held about the individual person is held by groups.io, who provide the server for the email list.
And that's a free service, isn't it? Both for yourself and for members.
It's a very, groups.io, I think, is an excellent and much underpraised service. I like it because it, certainly for small organisations or for people who just want to set up an individual list, it's free. It also has a very good web interface where you can browse through lists of posts to your mail list if you don't want to have it actually sending your mail directly to your email client.
Yeah, I was just wondering how accessible it was.
As I say, I like groups.io a lot. Obviously, the basic functionality is to, when somebody sends an email message to the list, it's copied to everybody who's subscribed or everyone who's set up to receive email. But you can go to groups.io, and if you have an account with them, you can see a table which contains all the lists that you're a member of, and you just click on the particular list that you're interested in, and it puts up the first 25 or the latest 25 messages in that list. And you can just, certainly with JAWS, you can just skip down the column which contains the thread titles for each conversations currently available, and then you can open the thread by clicking on the link. It's the best email server software I've come across.
And is that what you use, JAWS?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I use that as well. I use Braille in the conjunction with them. So that's
absolutely
good.
Yeah. So I've got a Braille display, you know, obviously linked into JAWS and speech, and that works pretty well.
What about this is enjoyable for you?
Well, I've always been a great exponent of Braille. I really like reading Braille books, and I just like the idea that the book doesn't go straight into the recycling. It would seem a shame to me if a book arrives at somebody's house, they read it and they stick it straight in the recycling. I mean, as you know, I was just thinking, in the days of Bob the Builder, when my son was that kind of age, they used to talk about reduce, reuse, recycle. And the thing is always to reduce use of stuff before you recycle it, if you can.
Yeah, and your list, the Braille Book Swap, isn't just restricted to the Braille on demand books. People can sometimes pass books around which are a little bit older.
It's basically anything. I set it up specifically to save the new books from being recycled. But I mean, people can send round, can make available any Braille book that they've got they think somebody else might like to read. Somebody posted some recently that were actually originally published in the 1930s. So, I mean, it certainly isn't. There's no, it tends to be UK people who join. There's nothing stopping people from overseas joining, but it obviously doesn't work so well. I'm certainly not aware of the cost involved in shipping stuff overseas. So it's mostly for UK people.
Okay. And how many members have you got?
We've got around about 50 at the moment. And the traffic on the list, I suppose we get 4 or 5 posts of books for rehoming every day, really. And it's taken off considerably more efficiently and successfully than I thought it would.
So you said you've got 50 members, and I'm guessing you'd like a few more. So where can people find out about it if they want to join?
If you send a mail message to Braille Book Swap plus subscribe at groups.io, And you should get a message back saying that you're being subscribed and that sort of thing. And I'll get a notification that a new person subscribed. The first couple of posts that anyone sends to that list as a new subscriber need approval by the list owner before they get posted, just in case anybody else is trying to sort of gatecrash the list. So sometimes there's a bit of a delay for the first message to go through, but that works pretty well. So one more time, it's Braille Book Swap plus subscribe at groups.io.
Well, thank you very much, Tim. Tim Pennick is the owner of Braille Book Swap. Tim, thank you very much for speaking to me on RNIB's Connect Radio.
You're very welcome.